T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sparky, Sparky the Clown. How you doing, Fruitcake?
Not too bad. Who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank.
Frank Rizzo. Listen, I need you for a gig.
Okay.
What do you do, backflips? You jump up there in a silly suit? What do you do?
Okay. Is this for a child's birthday, or?
Well, it's going to be like a little, got a little scene going over here. A few people laying around the house. It's going to be like a little funny thing. You can get involved if you want, but we want you to do some juggling. You know, throw some fire bombs up and all that.
I don't do any of that.
All right, what do you do?
I do a magic show and balloon sculpturing.
All right, so you could fire some now. You got some knives you could bring?
No, sir.
Oh, never forget the jerky boy. Sparky the Clown. Hey, Sparky the Clown. What do you say? Those guys are great. There is nothing better than the jerky boys, man. I don't know, whatever. They did a movie.
They did?
Yeah, they did a movie one time.
Huh, I'm not. I don't recall.
Yeah, it didn't do so well, but they had a long 15 minutes of fame back in the 90s. They had CDs that came out, yep. 1, 2, and 3. Jerky Boys is good. I mean, at least there, you know, it's a prank call. You showed me the video during the break about the guy in the convenience store, and he's a guy who he's coming off as serious and perturbed and irate, but it seems like it's a total scam.
Right. And if they're to be believed, there's a couple cops in the second video that come, and he's like, the cop's like, why am I here?
Yeah.
And then he wants to press charges, and they're like, no, you can't. There's nothing going on here to press charges. But he throws details in there about he lost accounts. He must be a salesman or whatever.
Yeah.
He was in somewhere, sound like a hospital for depression revolving around his height. So he's either a total fraud, total hoax, or a very, very troubled human being that people need to keep an eye on.
Or both.
Or both.
That's both.
That's right. Those don't have to be mutually exclusive. They can go together.
No. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with both.
This feels like a guy that Daniel Tosh would have on his show.
Oh,
does
yes.
Does he still have a show? Is that show still on?
Tosh 2.0?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Because if so, I feel like Tosh should want to call this guy.
Yeah. So listen, Brad Stevens finally came out and was asked about Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. And Brad Stevens told the Boston Globe, quote, about Kyrie Irving, anytime you go through a year like we went through where you don't necessarily meet expectations, there's probably going to be some change. Then he goes on to say about Kyrie, I don't know if there's anything anyone individually necessarily feels like they should have done or could have done, meaning to keep Irving there. That's part of free agency. You can go where you want to at the end of the day. I enjoyed Kyrie. I like Kyrie. And I wish him nothing but health and success.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't.
That's a good drop.
That's a good drop there. The Ken Laird is strong within you, Eamon. I don't fault him one bit for choosing to follow whatever he wants to do. That's his right. End quote. So
I had to call Bron.
Call Bron. Okay, so there's that. Before we get to that, here's what he said about Al Horford. Okay, so there's Kyrie. We loved Al. We wanted him back. Again, it's his choice. He can go do what he wants to do, and there's a lot of factors that end up helping these guys make those decisions, but he's a heck of a player and did a great job in the 3 years he was here.
Al
end quote.
Average.
Well, that tells you all you need to know, because the unbelievable ring of endorsement towards Al Horford, and let's just say somewhat tacit towards Kyrie. I like Kyrie, and I wish him nothing but health and success. Kind of like, you know, the old corporate email. So-and-so is leaving. We wish him nothing but the best in his future endeavors.
Future endeavors, no question. This is a PR statement. I didn't believe one bit of it. I didn't really care for it. I don't really need it. Again, I keep bringing this up, but I've been so beaten down by Belichick over the years. He wouldn't even address it. Because rather than lie or put some mushy fakeness
out
there.
And I like
there,
that. I like
we've
that.
Moved on. He's moved on. We've moved on. It. It's a new year. We're really excited that's to great. See what Kemba Walker can do for us. Whatever. You know, talk about the players that are here, not the players that aren't here. Because you come off just, everyone knows you're kind of being phony. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you really gain from it. So if you're not going to be truthful, then say nothing. Go the Belichick route. Say nothing.
You remember this press conference in the beginning of the 2018 season when Dan Shaughnessy showed up?
Yep.
And he goes, you know, Bill, everyone's asking, you know, why you did not play Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl when he played 98% of the defensive snaps. And, you know, Belichick, it's like you're never going to shake Bill. Nope. He's unlike Henry Hill, played by Ray Liotta, he's never going to fold under questioning. He's not a rat.
It's the most remarkable thing he does. I think it's more remarkable than any of his, you know, tactical game plan. There'll be another coach that'll come along. There has been coaches that have come along. But Bill isn't just the best football coach at it. In my opinion, he's the best on the planet. Politicians, businessmen, lawyers, they all will break at some point. If you ask them the question enough times, if you ask it enough ways, or if there's an awkward silence, almost every other human being fills the void or lets something slip. Bill sticks to the script and the point and what he is doing like no one else. He doesn't feel the need to alter the discomfort in the room or to make light of anything. He'll just stick with what he wants to do. And if you're not, move on.
Yeah,
on to
I've already addressed that question, Lou. So.
Yeah. On to Cincinnati.
Yes.
I mean, you know, on to Kansas
Unreal.
City.
It's a skill that is just unparalleled on this planet.
You will never shake him. That's just not what he's going to do. But again, just to reiterate this, and you brought up a good point about Belichick. It's like Shaughnessy went there like to start and antagonize to get something out of Belichick.
They all do.
And Belichick was just not having it.
They send the TV, you get the 4 and 7 will send the news guy to try to like muscle up Belichick. I'm the tough news guy coming into the room.
Well,
it never works.
If anybody can do it with Sean. Now, I was there before the draft when Volen was asking him questions and it was about the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Or it was, no, defense coordinator. And he goes, so what about the defensive coordinator? And he goes, you mean for the draft? In other words, Belichick actually engaged with him there.
Correct.
He goes, well, I really appreciate you asking that question.
Correct.
Ben. That was a humorous moment.
Yeah. So you're never going to get that. But this to me, when you read these quotes and actually reading them, does them even more justice than just sort of Brad Stevens, what he said. When he says, I don't know about Kyrie Irving. I don't know if there's anything anyone individually necessarily feels like they should have done or could have done, meaning to keep him here. That's part of free agency. You can go where you want at the end of the day. I enjoyed Kyrie. I like Kyrie. I wish him nothing but health and success.
Goodbye.
I don't fault him one bit for choosing to follow whatever he wants to do. That's his right, end quote. And then about Al Horford, I just like a father who just sending his 18-year-old son or daughter off to college. We loved Al. We wanted him back. Again, it's his choice. He can go do what he wants to do, and there's a lot of fact. They're in law. I don't even need to read anymore. And you don't need to say it. We all know Kyrie was a total bag. He ended up being this locker room cancer. He killed and fractured and the way. And listen, was he alone in this? No. Jaylen Brown was part of it. Terry Rozier was part of it. Marcus Morris getting into it with Jaylen Brown on the sidelines in Miami was part of it. It was just a culmination of things. But at the end of the day, it started and ended with Kyrie Irving because he was the guy that was just anointed the leader of this team. He had the ring. He had the championship pedigree. It's your team, Kyrie. And he didn't know how to lead. And you can tell. Brad Stevens, translation, there is a migraine headache and a human hemorrhoid that is no longer here. And thank God for that.
Somebody else's problem now. And
yes.
But even then, you mention all his inability to lead. If they had won, it would have been fine. Like, these personal interactions,
absolutely,
chemistry issues could have existed. Right. You know, it was the, did you see the clip of Kawhi in the tunnel? May have been in the playoffs, hey, late in the season, the fist bump thing.
And he didn't want to do it.
Right.
He didn't want to do it.
Did they blow up because he didn't fist bump?
No.
Nope. What happened? They went out and won. So I don't think there was perfect chemistry in Toronto. You know what there was? Winning. And that's all that matters in the end. And I go back to that. If Kyrie had gone 40 of 60 shooting instead of whatever it was,
19 of 16.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If he performs, if he wants the ball, needs the ball, scores the ball, and they are a better team, all of these other stories have a tendency to go away, or we don't hear about them because of the success on the court. So his greatest inability, in my opinion, wasn't necessarily the leadership lacking. It was what he kept banking on. Why are you going to win? Because I'm here. This is what I was here for. Flick the switch. Whatever the phrases were.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
Exactly.
I, me, myself.
But if he had done it, if he had put the team on his back and done it, all the other stuff wouldn't have mattered.
When they went to Milwaukee and kicked their ass in game one, I said, you know what? I knew Milwaukee. They're a regular season wonder. They're Chumba Wumba. They're a one-hit wonder. They're going to get knocked out. And they're going to get completely. And then it was like, Budenholzer went back into the lab. He went on the drawing board and he's like, okay, this is what they did. Here's what we're going to do to counter that. And the Celtics got beat the next four games in a row. And it was like,
you and Paul Pierce thought it was over, right?
I did. Well, I didn't think, no. I just thought like, well, the Celtics at least stolen home court. All right. They're going to lose game two. You knew that. And you're like, I did not see them losing games three and four. Like I didn't see them losing every game at home.
Right.
They lost every game at home, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And therein lies just the difference of, it's like, I still can't, and maybe it's the coaching, because a year ago, they had some dude who was an interim coach named Prunty, who I never heard of, and he was an interim coach, and Stevens outcoached him this year. Yeah, Mike Budenholzer, and even Kyrie, after one of the games, completely throws Brad Stevens under the bus, saying, yeah, Mike Budenholzer put him in positions to succeed. Just throwing Brad Stevens right underneath that bus. And it was like, man, I don't know. I know on paper, the Celtics are not better without Kyrie Irving and Al Horford, but to get rid of the toxic environment that existed for this season, it'll be a much more pleasurable locker room to cover. Now, like I said, I still think they're a second-round exit. I think they're a second-round exit. Now, the East is weak.
Yep.
Like, the two biggest assists from everybody in the East to get to the finals were by Kawhi Leonard this year, LeBron James last year. They took their game to the Western Conference, so you don't have to deal with those guys anymore. But I still, could the Celtics make a run to the finals? Sure. They have the talent. I just don't know if Kemba Walker and Enes Kanter's enough. That's my biggest thing. But I will tell you this, the chemistry will be better, but you know what? It couldn't be any worse.
Right. And you don't know for sure it's going to be that much improved, that it's going to, because I'm not a real believer in chemistry. You know, like, I think winning breeds chemistry as much as chemistry.
Or doesn't chemistry breed winning?
I think talent breeds winning. You have to have some of everything. And I don't think you can get by with anyone.
The Celtics had talent last year, and they couldn't. On paper, they were the prohibitive favorite.
Chemistry killed them, but I don't think chemistry you can just win in sports because of chemistry. If Jason Tatum isn't better, if Gordon Hayward isn't much closer to being Gordon Hayward, they can get along as well as they want. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They can go bowling after they get eliminated. They can go play golf early or whatever. They're going to need to be better physically. And, you know, spending 4 hours with Ordway yesterday, boy, is he down. Boy, is he negative.
Well, you have to be.
Defensively, he thinks they're going to stink. If they win, they're going to have to win 126, 125.
Yeah, Kanter's one of the worst defensive players in the post and in the NBA.
Kanter.
He's bad.
I believe he said, quote, out, no chance of them going to the Eastern Conference Finals when I posed my possibility.
Well,
even though they are, I believe, the third favorite.
Here's the thing. Philadelphia and Milwaukee are they're the beasts of the East.
But do you trust either of them?
No.
Do you truly trust them to say,
I don't.
You know, they're the Patriots, it's the postseason, they're going to go far.
You know what's going to kill Philly more than anything, and no one talks about this, is that they lost their two best three-point. They don't have any outside shooter. Their best three-point shooter.
Al. Yeah.
It's Horford.
Uh-oh.
So, like, if that's your best three-point shooter, you're in a lot of trouble. Now, Tobias Harris, he can get out every now and then. He didn't do anything against Toronto. Listen, they should have beaten Toronto.
Yep.
I'll be the first to admit that, like, Toronto got so lucky against the Sixers. But Tobias Harris, you gave this guy $170 million for 5 years. You lost your two best shooters, Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. They're gone. Jimmy Butler's in Miami. J.J. Redick's with the Pelicans. So they're gone. Philly will still be tough. Milwaukee is Milwaukee. They're going to come back. They got basically everybody back but Malcolm Brogdon, who went to Indiana. I just think overall, it's a weak East. Could the Celtics get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it. I right now, I don't have faith in this team. I will tell you right now, this is like, I look at the Celtics right now as when Kyrie Irving got hurt in March of last year, where Hayward got hurt the first game of the season. Irving goes out, zero expectations. All right, this team, one and done, one and done. And they end up going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were literally 6.5 minutes away from a date with Golden State. But I don't, to me, I think there's still a second round. They're a 42-43 win team and a second round exit.
Yeah, I don't think people will be happy with that. I don't think people look at this team with the zero expectations of a Haywardless and an Irvingless. I mean, they added an all-star point guard in Kemba Walker, right? They replaced an all-star with an all-star, theoretically. Not as good, but they replaced him.
Congrats.
And they're all buying into, and we are all buying into, the chemistry. You know, addition by subtraction, and you're going to be a more cohesive unit. And you kept Jason Tatum, right? He was untradeable for a reason. You think he's going to be a star. You didn't want to. Now, I know there's the whole Anthony Davis wouldn't stay here issue, but the secondary issue, Anthony Davis, top five player, and a lot of people around here said, I wouldn't trade Jason Tatum. Nope, nope. So that means you think the ceiling for him is what? Top five player. You think he's going to be a star in this league.
Yep.
Well, if he's not a star, then you're in trouble. But I think people expect he's taking that jump. Brown's taking that jump. Hayward goes back. I think expectations are still relatively high among the fan base.
Well, I've got, there's a general manager, David Griffin from the New Orleans Pelicans, and he tells us why. We'll get to that coming up next. Why the Celtics pulled out of pulling the trigger for Anthony Davis. He tells us why, and he goes on a podcast and says why. We'll get to that next, but first, it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Me personally, I think they sign Kyrie and find a way to get Anthony Davis.
So just trade the young guys. Call David Griffin up.
Yep, I think you keep Jaylen Brown though, but everybody else can go because the only way you will get out the East or even contend for the East now, going through Greek Freak, you got to have a guy like Anthony Davis. That's the only answer.
First team, all common sense. Yeah. That's what it says.
Hi, that was Steven Jackson, former NBA player, broadcaster. You see him on ESPN. David Griffin, the New Orleans Pelicans president of basketball operations, went on the podcast, the Woj Pod, with Adrian Wojnarowski to discuss the Anthony Davis deal and how everything all went down. And so from a Boston standpoint, we want to know, like, what happened. And I thought as soon as Anthony Davis signed on with LeBron's agency, who was represented by Rich Paul, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to, that's the reason he did it, to where he could force himself into a trade to the Lakers. He can team up with LeBron. They can try to win a title together. And so I felt that the Celtics at that point were almost, it was a moot point for him to even consider coming here. Then his dad comes out, and his dad says, Anthony Davis Sr., and says that he doesn't want to be in Boston. He cited the way they treated Isaiah Thomas, which to me is stupid. Listen, every team makes harsh business decisions. The Celtics try to upgrade. Here's the thing. Everyone can point now to the Celtics trading for Kyrie Irving and call it a failure. Yeah, it failed. But I'll tell you something, looking back in hindsight, you do that deal 8 days a week and 10 times on Sunday. You wanted to upgrade your team. I don't fault Danny Ainge for trying to do that. Look at the Celtics. A year ago at this very moment, what was the Celtics stock? It was Apple. It was like, oh, they went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward. Oh, they're going to have this window for 5 years if they re-sign Kyrie. Imagine, oh my God, the possibility. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. And a year later, okay, it's changed. You know, things have changed a little bit. It's not where we were a year ago.
And who's the best? I know I go back to Belichick all the time because, you know, I've been surrounded by Bill Belichick for 20 years. We talked about Adam Humphries.
Yes.
They went after Adam Humphries to do what? Replace Julian Edelman.
Sure.
Maybe play with him for a year or two, but you were a younger, better model. You were upgrading.
Yep.
And that's all the Celtics did. And there wasn't a person around, whether it was the trade or certainly not a year ago, when it was unanimous that they were set up for the short term,
yep,
the long term. They were a budding dynasty. They were going to be the team of the East, if not all of the NBA, for a significant period of time, because you had a prime of his career superstar, right? And you had complimentary all-stars, and then you had these young guys that were going to then supplement that as there was a transition. It didn't work. We were all wrong. Danny Ainge was wrong, but so were all the rest of us.
Yeah, no, and I don't blame Ainge for doing that. I will say this, that maybe that he underestimated about Kyrie Irving or didn't really know that he could be divisive. Because, listen, the last time you saw Kyrie Irving, the Celtics acquired him in 2017. They lost to Golden State that year. But in 2016, Kyrie Irving was part of that team that was down 3-1, led them back against Steph Curry in the Golden State Warriors. Kyrie was the one who hit the game-winning shot in the back-to-back MVP's face. Here's what David Griffin had to say on why the Celtics pulled out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes.
I think in the perfect world, in Boston, if Kyrie Irving was coming back and Anthony would have been part of their future, there might have been a whole different bidding scenario. Did the market, I'm going to say, you got couldn't have gotten much more from the Lakers than you did, but did it become clearer once Boston was maybe not in the position to go as far in as they might have been if they thought they were bringing in Anthony Davis to keep Kyrie Irving? Did that change how negotiations looked?
Yeah, certainly. And I think you see what it means to make a deal with a star player when you don't have to trade them, like Oklahoma City was with Paul George. That trade that the Clippers made, they gave up far more for Paul George than what they would have given up for just Paul George. They gave up what they give up to have Kawhi and Paul George. And no question. And so that's what that trade represents. So Sam Presti did a marvelous job of leveraging that, but he wasn't in a situation where he had to trade the player. In our situation, we were in a situation where it was clear that Anthony was ready to move on, and it wasn't clear that he was willing to stay anywhere other than LA. So I think that probably played into Boston's thinking more than the Kyrie aspect of it, because Boston intended to stay and does intend to stay elite. They wanted to compete at the highest level. I think the risk factor of him not staying put the trade conversations more in the space of those other deals we talked about.
He goes on to say, Griffin, I'm talking about, said knew where Davis was going to end up. He said, quote, there was only one destination where they, meaning Davis's camp, were confident he would sign, end quote. Which brings me to Green Team Nation. Like, you were out that week on a Saturday. Some caller called in after it was announced that Anthony Davis was going to Lakers. I kid you not, we should have clipped it. And he said, well, the Celtics should still get going in on Anthony Davis. I'm like, the Lakers are making a deal for him. He goes, well, it hasn't gone through yet. I'm like, dude, you really need to get a grip. It's over. Okay, that ship has sunk. It's sunk. It's over. He's not coming here. He was never coming here. He didn't want to be here. And his agent, to their credit, the one thing that you like in all this is the fact that, you know as well as I do, the only player who said he doesn't do things for the money, I actually do believe, is Mike Trout. When someone says, me coming here is not about the money, it's all about the money.
Right.
We know. I believe Trout.
Mo Vaughn made it famous, remember?
Right.
Back in the day. Not about the money.
It's not about the money.
Yes, it is.
But a credit to Anthony Davis and Rich Paul, who said, hey, Boston, if you trade for him, he's going to leave next June. He's gone. So you're going to get a rental. You're going to get a 9.5-month rental.
I never said Boston wasn't on my list.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on his list.
It wasn't. And which makes it a little bit remarkable, the way Griffin talks about it, that he got as much as he did out of the Lakers.
Yeah.
He pulled off a pretty good deal only place he could trade him.
Great deal.
At least.
I never said they was not on my list.
I never said they were not on my list. So then they were on your list, or they weren't on your list. It's a double negative, makes it a positive.
Yes. I never said they was not on my list.
Well, Anthony Davis is not coming.
Everybody seemed to know it. Your GM knew it.
Yep.
Your other GMs knew it.
And your coach knew it. I'm assuming your agent knew it. Your agent was the one who is his. Anthony Davis is a shy, introverted guy. He's not a.
People dress him. He didn't know anything about that shirt, remember?
No. Right.
People dress him.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't even pick his clothes.
It's all folks. No, nobody knew that. 617-779-7937. Rich in North Providence. Hey, Rich.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon to you, Rich.
Thank you. You know, there was talk last year of trading Scary Terry after the season. Now, point I want to make is this. I wanted to talk about the 7'7" guy, but I won't for now. I want to talk about Kyrie Irving. Because imagine if Kyrie had pulled that garbage of not coming to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals with a guy like Belichick. Belichick would have taken that, and he would have said to himself, okay, I'm going to wait till a point in the season where he's really playing well and trade his butt.
Probably would
have. That's what the Celtics missed out on, Danny. You missed trading Kyrie Irving and getting like a few first-round picks for him. That's how you messed up.
You know what? I look back at that, and I remember doing a show here the day after the Celtics lost Game 7, Rich. And I can't believe this. And I saw it, but I defended him. I said, no. The fact that he wasn't there is one of two. His ego would not allow him to be there.
Right.
More so than not wanting to see his former team clinch against his current team. He didn't want to see his current team get to the finals without him being a part. His ego, It was elective surgery, deviated septum. He could have got it done instead of the next morning. He could have got it done the morning after that. And
exactly.
I completely just gave him a pass on that, but that in right there, it showed he couldn't handle the team success without him, and he showed his true colors were all about him and himself and him being the leader, me, myself, and I. And I didn't give it enough credence when it happened.
I can definitely see Belichick. I think I would have thought of long and hard myself of that, and I think I maybe very well have tried to pull the trigger on sending him to one of the worst teams in the NBA for like two or three first-round draft picks or something like that. That's where I think the Celtics missed out on.
Yeah, but you know what? They're even being hindsight.
Right.
Who, if Danny traded Kyrie last summer, this place would have lost their ish.
I'd like
you
them.
You know that.
If they could,
you know
if
that.
They could Google every call they got to this station somehow and just go through every call, I'd like to know how many criticized the Celtics bringing Kyrie Irving back before last season. I'm going to say zero.
Zero.
0.0.
Yep.
Not even that guy.
Yeah.
Who apparently was ticked off at the time or is ticked off in hindsight, whatever it may be. But nobody was making these arguments. He's a weird guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure you know who Kyrie is yet.
No.
I don't think Kyrie knows who Kyrie as a leader is yet. And it's going to change again.
You know,
because he's now alongside KD, who, by the way, I think is similarly sensitive and sort of lacking direction as a leader and as a focal point of a team. I mean, what that caller is accusing Kyrie of is what people were projecting on KD this offseason.
Well,
that his worst nightmare would be watching the Warriors win without him, right? That was that whole talking point. He even fought back against it on Twitter, tweeted about it.
Oh, he's very... Now those two guys are in New York
together.
City. In New York, the number one media market in the world. And they have to deal with the New York media.
But maybe two Sensis make one good leader or something. I don't know.
617-779-7937. Matt in Boston. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas. The previous caller didn't want to talk about the good old 7'7" taco. But I have two questions. When they just recently waived Yabusele, so I'm curious, with the two ways that are currently, I think, on the books,
Tremont Waters,
and Truce, I believe. Yep. So, what spots does that leave open? And if there are none, are there any ways that they can move contracts around?
Oh yeah, they can do things. They've already agreed to something with Taco that if he doesn't make the main roster, he goes to the main Red Claws. He gets a $50,000 bonus, which I'm not laughing at 50 grand, but when all the money out there in the NBA. But here's the problem: he didn't get drafted. So when he didn't get drafted, there goes all the money. They can find a way for Taco to be on the roster, or they can do what they did with Robert Williams last year. He starts with the Celtics, goes down to Maine. Goes back to the Celtics, goes down to the Red Claws, back and forth, and you know, so they can do that. Or maybe he gets just an actual spot on the roster.
Well, Adam Himmelsbach said that's not going to happen. Because as soon as yesterday's move with Yabusele happened, a lot of people, I think even Kendrick Perkins, was like, "Oh, this is obvious.
Taco.
This is Taco's spot.
Taco time."
And immediately, Adam Himmelsbach reported that it isn't the case. It's not his spot.
Right.
That wasn't the intention, or that wasn't, those two dots aren't tied together specifically. So I don't know that it is as simple as that.
Right. So with things up in the air in that sense, you know, Taco's got, as they say, great memeability. You know, he's a sensation. Everybody loves watching Summer League. Realistically, in an NBA game, you know, where are his upsides and what are his potential downsides at the current level of development? That's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks, very Matt. Good question. Here's what his upside. His upside is this. 7'6", has like close to a 10-foot wingspan. Or not 10-foot, but it's like over 9 feet when he puts his arm straight up in the air. Very limited in terms of offensive skills, bad footwork, but could just, all he's got to do is put his arms up, can be a shot blocking machine. And if you're going to look at his seminal moment in college, it was the NCAA tournament, that Sweet 16 game when UCF should have beaten Duke, and he was the Zion killer. He just basically, Zion could not, R.J. Barrett went right at Taco, and R.J. Barrett was not afraid, but Zion did not know how to handle him. Do I think that Taco Fall can get an active roster spot in the NBA on a full time? Of course I do. Sean Bradley played the NBA for over a decade, and
but it was a different time.
It was a different time.
Athletically now, and the way the court spacing and positionless basketball and stretch fives
it
and
is.
All these things.
Yeah.
It's not a time where you can just put big tall guy in middle of paint and you are okay.
When we look at the Celtics next year, and everybody can sit here and lament about missing Kyrie Irving, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say that Kemba Walker's better than him, because he's not. The Celtics still have not filled the huge void left by Al Horford.
And you know who they're going to get? Miles Turner. That's the deal that's going to happen.
You think Danny's going to pull that off?
Little rumblings of that. Zach Lowe put it in one of his notebooks, and the Pacers
now,
and Celtics
that,
are potential.
That would be
abundance for abundance type trade, and that it could, you may have to send Jaylen Brown in the deal for Miles Turner.
But I would do it.
You're talking about a guy who led the NBA in blocks last year, is still ridiculously young.
Yes.
He's a young athlete because he was one of those high school guys, so he's like 22 with 5 years experience in the NBA. I would do that in a heartbeat, and I'm a Jaylen Brown guy. I like Jaylen Brown a lot, but I think that would change your roster and alter the way you could play as a team.
I would do it. I would do it. For Miles Turner, I'm all in. I'm all in. I will do that deal every day and twice on Sunday. Final segment next. Mark and Harden for Dale and Keith and Big O coming up. Who's in with Big O today? Wiggy?
Yes.
Wiggy's in with him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just said yes.
They gave me the thumbs up. All right.
Fitzy, I think, too.
Oh, Fitzy,
Nick
too.
Nick Stevens.
Ah.
He may be drunk, so tune in at 2.
All right. Well, that's coming up next. It's time for Taco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. We'll do this right now. What else you got? Here we go. The crowd. Taco's become a huge crowd favorite in the NBA Summer League. And don't take my word for it. Here's the crowd at the Thomas and Mack Center in UNLV.
They want Taco.
If Taco comes here and Taco scores, everyone should get free tacos. I don't understand the marketing is not dealing with it.
That could happen.
Taco.
Toga.
Prefer a burrito.
Toga.
Guess his name is what it is. Change it to burrito.
Now, how about him saying about his range that maybe he could challenge? Well, he didn't say he could challenge Steph Curry, but listen to this.
My teammates, he's
shooting that thing from three. Stretch five,
bro. So, do you think you got the range to be a stretch five?
I can shoot from half court. Just give me the ball.
I believe he shot 40% from the free throw line last year.
Oh, boy.
And 36 maybe the year before.
Yeah,
so
it
might be a getting a little ahead. He can shoot it from half court. It won't go in.
Right.
Ever.
That's it. Right.
He didn't say he would hit it. He said he could shoot it.
I can shoot it from half court. Yeah, that free throw. Oh, boy. This is going to be hack a taco. Like hack a Dwight.
Yes.
You got some. What else you got?
I got two things. One will go without comment. Did you see what Odell Beckham was wearing last night at the ESPYs?
No,
he looked like a kangaroo. He had a pouch.
Oh, he did.
He had this gray thing with a pouch in the front. Like, I don't know if you put newspapers in there and you throw them as you're riding your bike.
What are those?
I don't.
Newspapers.
Used to be one called Patriots Football Weekly. It doesn't exist anymore.
No, I know. But what are, like, this newspaper things you speak of, what are they?
It's a different age. It's like baseball and newspapers. Different age.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know if people have been following, but Jacoby Brissett, former Patriots backup quarterback, everybody loved him. Won a game filling
dude.
In. Remember, they ran the little boot and score and
was
all
it
that.
Was it against Houston?
Great
he won?
Story. Yes, against Houston. Well, he's been having some fun, I think, with people on Twitter in recent days, just tweeting out these random comments. One was, if the sun's so hot, then why is all the rest of space so cold? And people are like, what? So his latest one today, 5 hours ago, was, which part of the pig's skin is actually a football? And guess who follows him, apparently, and retweeted it and wants to join forces? That would be one Thomas Edward Brady. He says, all right, do we need to start a podcast together, ? So this could be like, you know, these just questions with Jacoby Brissett and Tom Brady. Reminded me, looking back to the day, remember Kyrie Irving, all the flat earth talk started when he was on Richard Jefferson's podcast. And that really kind of created a headache for Kyrie because then he pretended he didn't believe in it or whatever.
You know what's the worst about Kyrie is that he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room,
right,
and he's not.
Like you.
No, I don't.
Even in this room, there's only two of us.
Well, no. I hate like those guys. Kyrie acts like he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's not.
Says too much, starts talking, and doesn't even know what he's saying.
When your head coach comes in a morning at the Red Auerbach Center, what do you think of government? What does government mean to you?
Right.
It's like, you're that guy.
Oh, if you're very much woke.
I would do the Homer Simpson meme where he just walks into the bar, turns around, grabs his hat, or Grandpa Simpson.
Right.
That's what I would do. If a player said that to me, just turn around and walk out. I have no interest in conversing with you on something like that.
Well, I was thinking about the scene with the late, great John Belushi in Animal House when the guitar guy, I gave my dog a cherry, and then John Belushi just takes the guitar and smashes it. I would just do that.
Maybe jam a basketball down Kyrie's throat and say, stop it.
And Kenny Atkinson came out and he talked about the system in Brooklyn. We have a system, and I'm sure that's why Kyrie. Oh, yeah. That's why Kyrie came there, just to be part of your system.
Good luck with that.
And you do know this, too. So Durant's out next year, right? In his next year, he's out. So he comes back for year two the following year. He can opt out after that season.
He might want to. Never know. So working with Kyrie, not all it's cracked up to be.
No, we saw that. All right. Thanks to Tony La Russa.
Yes.
Eamon Convey, Chris Scheim coming up next. Ordway, Fitzy, and Wiggy.
Should be
not
fun.
OMF.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. All right, and I'll be in with those guys tomorrow with me, Wiggy, and Ordway. That's all coming up next right here on WEI.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye. 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 Thank you. For stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.